Great sounds right there from two wonderful musicians. We feature so many of the local heroes, and these two are two of my favorites. Peter Tentindo, who's been here many, many times. He teams up these days, along with others, with a beautiful lady by the name of Jason Tremblay, and they've got a group called Venus Mars Project. And guys, I know you're on the road and just checking in for a little update. You have a lot coming up in August. How are you?
Jordan.
Couldn't be better. I'm so happy for your success. Your new website, Venus Mars Project, looks fabulous. And Peter, you've been in the studio. What have you been up to?
We've been recording. We just have a new single coming out called Hashtag La 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 Love on August 4th. And we're very excited for everybody to hear it.
Hashtag La 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 Love.
We wanted to keep it a little shorter this time with the title.
Yeah, so
Twitter friendly.
People can have Twitter romance, right? That can happen.
That's right.
Jason, describe what you guys do, because it's not that it's completely unique. I mean, you sing and you play instruments, but it is a sound that's kind of catchy and different for this day and age. How would you describe what you guys do?
Well, this project is unique to both Peter and I, because as musicians, we've come from two different musical backgrounds over the years. He comes from more of a rock background, and I come from more of a pop R&B background. And we both just want to infuse each other's musical influences with our respective backgrounds. And that is kind of where the Venus Mars Project sound has evolved from. We're a little bit pop, a little bit rock. And I feel like our combined energies, you know, we're both fairly happy and excited people, and we want to bring that energy to our music, and that's really what Venus Mars Project is all about.
Well, you certainly accomplished that. And Peter, you've been writing music since you were a baby, for crying out loud. Is it fun to write music with this lady as your partner?
It's very easy. It is such a natural process for us, because we have fun doing it. We enjoy each other's company, and a lot of our music comes from life experiences and things that we go through. And again, it comes from that. We try to get into each other's world, and we try to present an honest perspective of what we do and what we love so much, because our favorite thing is entertaining and seeing a crowd and putting that energy out towards the crowd, you know?
Well, I think that's lost a lot on people today, the fact that we can have something that's fun, upbeat, moving, and people who enjoy doing the performance. I don't know how many times I've seen the big names disappoint because they're not playing their hits, or they're not happy to be there. It does happen on occasion. But you guys have been out there doing concerts and doing tours and, you know, local events and so forth. You have more coming up. How's the reaction been?
The reaction has been great. I mean, our fans are kind of all over the place as far as age group and demographic. And I think the common thread is when you can connect with another person through music, there is no age group there. It's like it defies all backgrounds, all genres. It's just, you're making a connection with another person, and we're really, really fortunate to be able to reach people with music. That's really what we're trying to do. It's what we value more than anything.
Two musicians on the road, Peter Tentindo and Jason Tremblay. They make up Venus Mars Project, which is the website, venusmarsproject.com, putting out new singles all the time. And Peter, describe very quickly the process now. You say you're putting out a single. How long does it take to create and craft one single that's fully produced? And is it easier to put one single out at a time rather than a whole EP?
Yeah, in this day and age right now, it's a lot easier to do singles and put them out one at a time. It takes a lot of time, and because you have to write the song, you have to figure out what the direction is for the song, and production. There's a lot of work that goes into that. And in this day and age, everything moves so fast at such a fast pace. You just got to keep it
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm. And this new song called, and we're going to hear it in a second, Hashtag La 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 Love, we'll play some of it. This was written by the two of you together, or does one write and the other one collaborate? How does it work?
This recording was very different for us. We actually ended up working with a producer by the name of Anthony Resta, who's worked with Elton John, Extreme, and Collective Soul, and Duran Duran, and we basically ended up having a great experience with them, him and his team in the studio, where we actually all co-wrote the song together. Jason and I, we came up with the initial ideas for the song when we went into the studio. Anthony had some fantastic ideas for the song and the production, and really brought it to the next level for us with what him and his team brought to the table. He's a very committed producer and musician. He's very creative soul, which is what we are. We really gelled with him extremely well.
He has some great elements to the track, and we're really excited at how it came out. And we're pumped. We can't wait to release it.
Trying to think, scratch my head here. Are there any other major male-female duos currently working? I can't think of any. Am I missing anybody?
We can't either, actually. We keep trying to think, like, who can we compare ourselves to? Who can we even look up to? And right now, we don't really know. So we're just kind of hoping that maybe what we're doing is going to pave the way for other duos, too.
Right.
In the way back, going way back machine, from Sonny and Cher to Donnie and Marie, and those are just TV people. But I was trying to think of others who have done that. There have been big groups, you know, four or five people, but not the duos, and you guys mesh so well. So, Peter, tell me about your schedule, because we want people to know where they can see you. I know you have a block party in Beverly, Mass, August 1. Do you happen to know more details, like where in Beverly? Is it downtown or what?
It's in Ellis Square in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And we're going to be on sometime between 5:30 and 8:30 that day. And we have another show.
On August 14th, we're playing at Tapley Hall, which is this cool little venue. It's a historic building in downtown Danvers, believe it or not. And we're going to be doing a full, I believe, 45-minute show for that crowd. And we've already sold a bunch of tickets. I think it's going to be a good turnout, and it's right in our hometown. So
right.
Looking forward to that.
And the release of this single that we're going to hear now is August the 4th. And the website is brand new. It looks fabulous. You guys have really done a terrific job. VenusMarsProject.com. So people can go there to find out where you are and how to download the singles.
And actually, if they go online right now, they can hear a sample of the new song. It's actually up online. It's on our SoundCloud page. It's on our Facebook page. Just keep checking that, because we always update that pretty much daily. And we're on Twitter. We're on all those social media sites. But definitely the new single, they can hear it right now. They can go to VenusMarsProject.com and story about it right there. And we're going to be releasing some more stuff up to the release of that. We got some more stuff coming out before the sport. So we're just putting it out there. We're like a machine, Jordan.
Yeah, Jason, you know this. Nobody works harder and has more fun. It looks like he's having more fun, because he is. Nobody works harder than Peter in terms of music. I've never seen anybody. As soon as he's done recording, he goes home and he starts the social media machine. And then he comes back and he's performing with Ted somewhere. And then he's with you. This guy does an ever-ready battery kind of guy, huh?
He does the same thing, man. That's why we connect so well. Like, we're like a great team, aside from, like, being in a group together, like, just as people in general. We have a fantastic team that we work with, and we're at the head of it, and we just get along so well. It's like, it reflects in our music. It reflects in how we put our music out there. We just come off of those things. We believe in hard work and really pushing yourself to achieve your goals.
And it must be tough for you, Jason, working with such a pretty man as Peter. Just kidding.
No.
She's the pretty one. Come on. Jason, you're a knockout, and Peter, you're okay, you know. So we're going to play this song now. It's called Hashtag La 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 Love. It's Venus Mars Project, Peter Tintindo and Jason Tremley. Guys, thank you so much. Always wishing you the best.
You too.
All the best.
Thank you. No control.